إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers, I want to remind you about certain of our emotions. Emotions are important because the emotion is the seat of all action. Actual action comes out of emotion, not out of intellect. To give you an example, say there is somebody who is highly educated. He's got double PhD in chemistry, a PhD in physics and a PhD in chemistry, professor teaching in a university, very highly intelligent person. He's got an IQ of 250. This man has a wife and three children. He's a fairly young man, still in his 40s. And say one day he went to work, he's coming back home. And as he is driving, nearing his house, he finds that he finds some smoke, and he finds there's police and there are fires, tenders. And when he gets close to his house, he sees that his house is on fire. Right? And so obviously he is terrified. Now he says, what happened to my family? And suddenly as he gets close there, there's police, there's fire service people. They're trying to put out the fire, the huge conflagration. And he finds that his wife and out of his three children, two of his elder children are outside behind the police line. They are safe. And then as he is standing there, the third child, who is a little two-year-old, he comes out on a balcony, he sees his father standing there on the street, and he screams, "Daddy, Daddy, help me." What do you think this person will do? Quick. He will jump into the fire. No. You didn't hear the story. I just told you, he's a highly intelligent man, and in IQ of 250, he's got double PhD, a PhD in physics, a PhD in chemistry, he's teaching in a university. He knows if he dives into the fire, he will die. Why will he do that? Intelligent won't count. I think he will do? I think he will have a conversation with this kid. I think he's going to stand there and say, "Look, kid, one day we all have to die, right? Everyone who is born has to die. Now, if you die at the age of 2 and you get burnt in the fire, you die shaheed fi sabilillah. You die without any sins. You will be in Jannah. And then on the day of judgment, you will be able to do shafaat for your mother and me. Your mother and me, we are still young. We'll have another kid. You know, resign yourself." I think this is the conversation he will have. No? You don't agree? You get the point I'm making. All intellect goes out of the window. The emotion is what counts. And the emotion is what will make you do that job. Even though the father knows that this is futile, more than likely I will die, the kid will also die, still I don't see a father who will stand there and have a chat with that kid. He will do whatever he can. Even if he has to kill himself, he will kill himself. But he will not allow something to happen to his child while he's still alive. This is, you know, a given, right? Emotion, therefore, is extremely important for us to understand. There's a basic rule about emotions, which is my rule. And my rule about emotions is that which you can name, you control. That which you cannot name controls you. For example, anger is an emotion. Is anger good or bad? People say bad. I say no. Anger is neutral. It's neither good nor bad. Every emotion is neutral. It's neither good nor bad. What you do with that emotion, how you express that emotion, makes it good or bad. The many instances of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam becoming very angry, his face would become red with anger. But did he ever curse somebody? Did he ever pick up his shoe and slam somebody on the head? Did he do any of that? Did he pull out his sword and chop somebody's head? No, never. He got angry, but the way he expressed that anger, it brought the other person close to him. It taught the other person a lesson. It's not that he didn't get angry. Of course he got angry. He was a human being. He had all the emotions that all of us have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create him without emotions. He had emotions. Issue of how do you express that emotion? So, it's very important for us to be clear in our minds about what I am feeling. Therefore, it is very important to be in touch with yourself and to be able to name an emotion that you are feeling at that moment. Just now, if I ask you what is the emotion you are feeling now, you should be able to name that emotion. Whatever it is, right? Whatever that emotion is, you should be able to name it. Supposing you say, I'm feeling very bored. Okay, this is an emotion, you're feeling very bored. Then you ask yourself, why am I feeling bored when I'm sitting in the masjid listening to something good? Maybe to me it's not good. So you name that emotion. So do something about it. Get up and walk away, think about something more interesting to do, whatever, right? So the point is that if the emotions which you are in touch with help you. The emotions which you are in touch with, you can control. And then you can decide, how will I express this emotion in a positive way, negative way, and so on. Emotions which you don't, that's the reason why with anger, we have this term, we say, so-and-so lost his temper. What does it mean, lost his temper? It means the anger got control of him. He lost control of that anger. So then if you lose your temper, you do bad things. You curse and so on and so forth. And end of the day, you are now in more trouble than the other person who caused you the anger in the first place. So I want to end with this and say, think about this. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll talk about other emotions and so on. But think about this. With regard to your emotions and feelings, what you can name, you control. What you cannot name, controls you. And therefore, the key is to get in touch with yourself and ask yourself, what is the emotion that I am feeling now? Try it out in the day. As you go through the day, anytime in the day, whatever happens, try it out and say, what am I feeling now? If you can put your finger on it, you are in control, and inshallah, you will do something good with it, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have control on our emotions in such a way that they don't get control over us, and that our expression of those emotions, irrespective of what the emotion is always positive and never negative, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika rahmatullah.